Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches sense energy to enrich their lives. Some time ago, I was on a trip to Bangkok, Thailand, and I visited the Reclining Buddha, among other sites. Once I got there, I noticed a shift in the energy, and I opened up to experience the full effect. It was amazing. It was very peaceful, and it felt like all the people who were gathered were reverent. And now I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, go quiet. When you're in a new situation and you're interested in feeling the energy around you, go quiet for a moment. Center yourself, and then open up. One way to do this is to open your third eye. The third eye is by the pineal gland. It's in the center of your forehead, above your eyebrows. About opening your third eye, I have some information. It takes practice to open your third eye. It takes many hours of exercises to learn how to do it properly. And remember, always close your third eye or any other chakra that you open. And now for our second insight. Be selective about when you open your senses. Your senses can be very sensitive, and it's always a good idea to make sure you close down everything that you open. When you're going to a gathering or an event, you know there's going to be a lot of energy, so it might be a good idea to shield and put up a boundary between the chaotic energy you expect and you. Here's a little information about shielding. Shielding is a way of putting up a boundary around yourself of energy. And a lot of times you can do this with the Tree of Life meditation. You can go to my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and search the Tree of Life meditation. This meditation exercise will help you open and close your chakras by pulling energy up through your body. I also share with you the Cosmic Egg of Protection. Before I go to a convention, I use this meditation to bring up my shields and get ready for the onslaught of chaotic energy. Note, another good thing is if you want to be sure that you're grounded, wear a necklace of hematite. And now our third insight. Be prepared to be flexible with being open or shielded. As we were talking before, I always get prepared before going to an event and put up my shields. But perhaps when you go there, you find that the energy is interesting and want to taste a little bit more of it. So it's fine to open up a little bit and to see what's going on. This is what I mean by being flexible. You can either have your shield up or not. But just be careful that you don't absorb too much of negative energy or chaotic energy. After the event, if you've come home and you feel like you have just too much negative energy clinging to you on your aura, it's wise to do a grounding exercise such as the Tree of Life meditation. You can go to my site, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and look up grounding. It's the blog post that was posted on May 11th, 2014. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, go quiet. The second insight was, be selective about when to open your senses. And number 3, be prepared to be flexible with being open or shielded. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.